Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up and smile, 'cause it's been a while. It's been like a whole day since I stopped so you could hold me. This child away, strong in the face. Lord, you are the refuge that I can't wait to get to, 'cause I can't let it stay go. Can't let it stay go by without thanking you for the joy that you bring to my life. And it's a beautiful day. Not a big deal, let it wash all the bugs off my windshield. 'Cause you're showing me that in you I'm free, and you're still the refuge that I've just got to get to. So I won't let it stay go, won't let it stay go by. So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly. And
acknowledge you in it. We welcome you and the Holy Spirit to the
15-minute power message. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, and we all say, amen. Well, family, we just got through Christmas, and now it's time to return, exchange, and re-gift those unwanted gifts, right? How many of you listening will admit that you've re-gifted a gift or two? You didn't want it, you didn't like it, and you think, well, someone else can be blessed with this, so why not re-gift it? They won't know. Well, I propose to you that Jesus is the one gift you can receive, and it's okay to re-gift him to others. And no one will complain that you re-gift him. No one will ask you for an exchange or a return or a receipt. Instead, if you are a Christian, you should be re-gifting the gifts of Jesus all year long. I'm going to say that again. If you're a Christian, you should be re-gifting the gifts of Jesus all year long. The title of today's message is Re-Gift the Gifts of Jesus. Hallelujah. How does one re-gift the gifts of Jesus? Sounds weird, huh? When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive the gift or fruit of his Spirit. That's in Galatians 5, 22 through 23. And we re-gift by giving his love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance to others. Because within us, we can now give away. Let's go to our Street Love Bible story. We're going to the book of Acts, chapter 9, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 18 in the King James Version. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogue, that if he found any of the way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to trembling, astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go unto the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by hand and brought him into Damascus. Verse 10, And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth, and have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes, as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, let's summarize. We re-gift first by being a disciple of Jesus. In the New Testament, those who believed on Jesus were called the Way. In verse 9 and 2 of that chapter, Saul was on a mission to bound up, kill, steal, and destroy men and women on the way. Today, those of the way would be called Christians. So those of the way or Christians have all received available to them to re-gift. Saul became a believer of the way when he confessed with his mouth the Lord and believed in his heart that the presence that appeared before him was the Lord. So you can't say as a believer, I can't love everybody, or you don't know what they did to me. Because look what Jesus did before Saul. He was the person killing believers. Those of the way or Christians all have received the fruit of the Spirit available to them, and we can now re-gift. Amen? But you first have to be a believer. But this brings us to our second point. What's in you will come out. You re-gift what's in you to share with others. In this chapter, we read about Ananias, who is of the way. He's been given an assignment in a vision to re-gift the gift of Jesus by laying hands on Saul to restore his eyesight. Ananias had to re-gift 8 of the 9 fruit of the Spirit to show love to Saul despite knowing this man had been killing those of the way. He had to walk in peace. He had to re-gift gentleness in his touch to lay hands on him and not choke him. He had to re-gift long-suffering in not holding a grudge or offense towards Saul. He had to re-gift goodness of heart or having a heart motive to do good. He had to re-gift faith and not doubt that he did indeed have a vision from the Lord to go and lay hands on Saul. He had to re-gift meekness to maintain a calm spirit when coming before Saul. To re-gift temperance by practicing self-restraint. This is where a lot of people miss it because they only want to be nice or give to those they like or look like them. I mean, can you go lay hands on your ex-husband? And what about your boss who fired you? Can you go pray for them? You can now. You can now. It's in you. If you re-gift those gifts that are inside you, remember, if others don't see your spiritual gifts in action, no one will want what you have, and you won't make ready a people prepared for the Lord's returning. You've got to re-gift what's inside you. Our third point in this chapter, God expects you to re-gift. In verse 15, the Lord shares with Ananias his plan for Saul as a chosen vessel to bear his name before the Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. God had a plan for Saul, and he has a plan for you when you receive Jesus. He expects you to re-gift the gifts of Jesus and use them to make way a people prepared for the Lord's returning. I always say, when we get before God, he's not going to ask us what your title was or what degree you obtained. He's going to ask, did you represent me in the earth? He gave us the fruit of the Spirit so we could represent him in the earth to others. Hallelujah. Y'all remember the song Sister Act 2? Well, I'm going to change the words for the purpose of this topic. If you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you got to wake up and help somebody. That's how you re-gift the gifts and make ready a people prepared for the Lord's returning by helping others. You re-gift the gifts of the Spirit by helping others. Hallelujah. Sister Shelley's Street Love personal story. So this past Christmas, I was responsible for bringing the dessert. My granddaughter and I made cupcakes, and we had the tin outer parts. They said joy, love, and peace. Glory to God. Well, on Christmas Day, I wasn't feeling well, so I wasn't able to go to the family gathering. So when I started feeling better in the evening, I got up and I took those to my neighbors. I knocked on the doors. I had a Christmas card and I had cupcakes, all that said joy, love, and peace. Well, the next day, one of my neighbors brought me a bottle of Merlot, some wine, to say thank you. He hugged me and he said, I'm so blessed to have a neighbor like you. Well, I thought I was just making sure the desserts didn't go to my waste and didn't go to waste, right? But God wanted me to re-gift joy, love, and peace to my neighbors. And unbeknownst to my neighbor, I don't drink alcohol. So that bottle of wine will be re-gifted. Hallelujah. And don't send me any notes that you just and I send it to you. Praise the Lord. In conclusion, we've all been re-gifted by our Lord. God is no respecter of persons. He used Saul, who went about terrorizing believers of Jesus. And as we, as well, were on the road of sin, going our own way. But God had another plan. He showed up in our lives, right? He wants us to represent the way to believers. When you receive Jesus, God has a plan for you to help future. In the gifts of Jesus, it's all about God being glorified in the earth through us by sharing his gift of the Spirit. Go and re-gift the love that was first given to you. Re-gift the gift of joy of the Lord. Re-gift his peace that passeth all understanding. Re-gift gentleness to others hurting. Re-gift long-suffering to those loved ones who are addicts or held down by strongholds. Re-gift the goodness of the Lord in you to others. Re-gift the faith of why you believe what you believe. Re-gift meekness and temperance so together we can make ready a people prepared for the Lord's returning. Can't be ready if the people in their lives didn't re-gift the gifts of the Spirit to them. God needs you to re-gift the gifts of Jesus, to represent him in the earth. It's in you. It's in you. God needs you to wake up and help somebody. Tag, you're it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, family, that ends this New Year's Day message, and I hope it was a blessing to you. Can't leave without offering you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you have never received Jesus and you're ready, it's time. It's the new year. You ready for some changes? Receive Jesus today. Just repeat after me and believe it in your heart. Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm so sorry. I want to receive Son Jesus as my Lord. Come into my heart now. I believe he died. I believe he rose again. And I believe he is alive right now. I confess him as my Lord. I am now saved. I have a second invitation, and that's for those who would like to rededicate their lives to him. And maybe you walked away, you became backslidden, and you want to come back to him wholeheartedly today. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If that person is you, for the new year, you want to come back to Jesus. You confess what you need to the Lord right now, and I'll pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for those listeners who are rededicating their lives back to you, Father God. They are confessing their sins right now, and they are believing that you are cleansing them right now, making them whole, back in back right standing with you, Father God. You are removing the and making them righteous right now. And we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That bell is for those who received Jesus for the first time and those who rededicated their lives. Glory to your holy name. Well, family, this message has been pretty long. I know it for this first of the year message, but I do have a few announcements, and then I'll close out in prayer. My ministry assignment here at First Fruits Living Ministries is to partner with churches who share a common desire to show God's compassion to all via the free lunch and prayer street outreach. This is based on 2 Samuel 9 and 3. So if you have a church and you would like Sister Shelley to bring the free lunch and prayer to your church, just reach out to me at freelunchandprayer.org. Click the contact button. Let's pray on it and make it happen. Secondarily, we're in a new year. I still have the same song that I started off with a year ago. Well, I really like it. So if you have a song that you think, hey, that would be a great intro song, you know, just send me a note, reply to me on my website, and I'll listen to it, and maybe you'll hear it. Amen. If you'd like to contact or donate, please go to freelunchandprayer.org. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Ah, dear Heavenly Father, we ask for your anointing, blessing, and grace as we go into this new year. Guide, direct, and lead our path into all righteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the message you prepared for your beloved listeners. I pray they not be hearers only, but doers. I pray the Lord bless you and every one of you, that his face shine on you, that he turns his face toward you and give you peace as only he can. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name we pray and we all say, amen. Remember, street love begins with you. Hallelujah.